For movies, we have the Oscars. For music, the Grammys. And tomorrow night, streaming live and for free, one of the biggest events in the world of video games, the Game Awards. Jeff Keighley is the brainchild and the host, and he's with us now. Hi there.
Hi.
You have made a career out of video game journalism and award shows, so I'm hoping you can just take us behind the scenes a little bit. How did you wind up spending so much of your life celebrating video games?
It's a long story, but it started when I was a young kid in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I started as a budding game journalist when I was 13 and 14 years old, writing articles about video games online on CompuServe, which was a pre-internet service. And as part of that, I got to work on the world's first, I think, video game award show back in 1994 called Cybermania 94. And I got to go to the event, which is at Universal Studios Hollywood at the Conan the Barbarian stunt stage. And I got to go with my dad, and it made such an impression on me to be in this room where people were celebrating video games. So yeah, I've really been on this 30-year journey since then to try and create something that celebrates games in the right way, which, you know, they are the biggest, most powerful form of entertainment in the world.
So I want to talk about this year's awards ceremony and specifically the Game of the Year category. What kinds of games define 2022?
Well, 2022 was a really interesting year for the gaming industry. There were a lot of big releases early in the year, and it got a little bit quiet, but just picked up recently with the release of God of War Ragnarok, which is an incredible game for PlayStation, the sequel to the game that won Game of the Year in 2018, God of War. The other big game that everyone's really talking about is Elden Ring. It came out in February. It's based on a world created by George R.R. Martin and made by From Software, a Japanese studio that's known for really kind of hardcore, intense role-playing games. So those are two of the sort of big flagship games. And what I love about this year, too, is that there are a lot of what we call new intellectual properties or IPs in the game industry. It's not just all sequels. Obviously, God of War is a sequel, but Elden Ring's a brand new world, right, from the creator of Game of Thrones. And then you have a game about a cat, and there's another indie game called Cult of the Lamb, which is about a crazy little lamb that goes around fighting with a sword. So, what's fun about games is that there's always something new every year.
The Game Awards is filled with these really big announcements and trailers of new and upcoming video games, and a lot of people tune in for that. But I've also heard some people say that it can sort of feel like a commercial. So, As you think about it, how do you balance making something that is entertaining to watch for an audience while also serving that promotional role?
Yeah, that's the constant sort of balance that we have to strike with the Game Awards, is blending awards with this forward-looking content. And the great thing about games is that they always get better every year, because gaming sits at the intersection of technology and entertainment. So the games this year are great, but the games next year are going to be even better. And whenever we poll the fans, I just did a poll last week on Twitter, and most of the fans say what really excites them about the show are the world premieres. That's what gets people in the front door, is sort of this excitement and urgency around seeing new game announcements.
So that leads me to ask then, if we were to have this conversation again in, say, 5 years or 10 years, what do you hope the future of the Game Awards looks like then?
Well, my goal when I started the show was I really wanted to, you know, build the world's largest award show that happened to be about video games. And I hope that, you know, people always joke about EGOT, right, where a talent will get, you know, an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And I always, I hope we'll eventually grow to the EGOT, where it's just, you know, a Grammy and Game Award is in the mix on that, right? And the idea that we are sort of one of those shows that is seen as being, you know, the most important sort of recognition for an industry, and in the same, you know, conversation as all those other major award shows. So that's where I think we're on a path to getting there, and I hope we continue to grow and expand in that direction.
Jeff Keighley, host and creator of the Game Awards, streaming tomorrow evening online. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, appreciate it.